News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two federal judges have ruled the Trump administration must continue to fund the SNAP food aid program during the government shutdown using emergency reserve funds. This a day before payments were to be halted. Earlier, President Trump had this.
When you talk about SNAP, you're talking about largely Democrats. But I'm president. I want to help everybody. I want to help Democrats and the Republicans. But when you're talking about SNAP, if you look, it's largely Democrats. They're hurting their own people.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
There's two problems that we are concerned about. Number one, it's going to take about 10 days for them to be able to get those dollars flowing to SNAP recipients again. And number two, given this administration and its propensity to ignore the rule of law, I don't trust that they're going to follow this judge's ruling.
1 in 8 Americans use SNAP funds. President Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster so the Republican majority can bypass Democrats and reopen the federal government. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says
the filibuster has traditionally been viewed as a very important safeguard. If the shoe was on the other foot, I don't think our team would like it.
And Donna Warder reports on allegations about conditions at immigration detention centers.
The U.S. Senate investigation says there are credible reports of medical neglect and poor conditions at immigration detention centers nationwide. The report, released by Senator John Ossoff, a Democrat from Georgia, says detainees have been denied insulin, medical attention, and forced to compete for clean water. The report builds on an August review that detailed the mistreatment of children and pregnant women, with both reports totaling some 580 cases. In Illinois, advocates are suing federal authorities over what they call inhumane conditions at a Chicago-area federal immigration facility. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, finishing off a winning week and month. This is AP News. The government shutdown's making for new Halloween offerings.
In Denver, mom Casey Neufeld usually can be seen on Halloween handing out the usual sugary favorites. This year,
non-perishable items for people who may be affected by the cutting of the SNAP benefits.
Instead of M&Ms or Hershey bars, trick-or-treaters could get ramen or packs of macaroni and cheese.
I can only imagine how people are going to be struggling in this economy when a good chunk of your income for your family is now suddenly just not gonna happen. It's not gonna be there.
Neufeld wishes she could just buy out the whole aisle at Costco. She also says lawmakers need to be reminded during the shutdown, the people are in charge and can make change.
They're here to serve us.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.